Barely a day goes by without some social media controversy. Today, discount department store Target is trying to limit the damage caused by an outraged customer who took to Facebook to complain about the range of girls' clothing stocked by the retailer. The angry mum from New South Wales posted a comment on Target's Facebook page saying the store's fashion line made young girls look like tramps. The feedback has sparked an avalanche of complaints, and not just about Target's fashion range, as Emily Burke explains.
It's a case of customer feedback gone wild, and it all started with a Facebook posting by Port Macquarie mum Anna Amini.
Dear Target, could you possibly make a range of clothing for girls 7 to 14 years that doesn't make them look like tramps? You've lost me as a customer when buying apparel for my daughter, as I don't want her thinking shorts up her backside are the norm or fashionable.
The Facebook post reportedly attracted tens of thousands of likes and thousands of other spirited comments about the retailer's style of clothes for young girls. Target's corporate affairs general manager is Lynn Semyanov.
We've had some initial customer feedback in regards to our children's wear range. And we know that there is a huge diversity of opinion when it comes to children's clothing and that everyone has a different perception, which is why we believe in taking great care to ensure that our range is both age appropriate and something that our customers' children will love.
It's not entirely clear what happened to the original complaint, but Lynn Semyanov says Target didn't take it down from Facebook.
So what actually happened was that there was a word in there that is inappropriate via Facebook, and so it was hidden from our view until it was brought to our attention. Once we identified that, we were able to bring it back online. We're very much focused on transparency, and social media gives us real-time feedback that we can address.
What was the word that was in question?
There was an inappropriate, what Facebook deemed as an inappropriate word was the word tramp in the original post, which hid that from our view. It was brought to our attention and we made sure that we allowed that to be seen on our Facebook page, and we have also responded directly to that.
So you didn't take that down, Facebook took that down?
We did not hide the post, no.
But there would be some people who would be incredulous at that, given how long it takes Facebook to respond to racial vilification, to pornography, to all sorts of material on Facebook. It would seem a little bit peculiar that Facebook would jump on the word tramp.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to comment on Facebook. You will need to speak to them.
Target's response has done little to calm customers. There are now hundreds of follow-up comments, including complaints about the style, colours, sizing, range and quality of Target's children's wear. There's even a treatise on cheap multinationals who use slave labour in Asia, and some testimonials on rival brands and overseas online shopping options.
It is actually quite rare that it gets this big so quickly.
Dr. Brent Coker is an internet consumer psychologist at Melbourne University.
I mean, I'm noticing not just comments regarding their tramp clothes, but also comments on a variety of issues such as shipping, customer service, returns policy. It's almost impossible for them to respond to every post and sort of dig their way out of it. And as soon as things get going, it's almost like the gates open and you know, the public, it's like a mob with pitchforks chasing the brand.
And he says companies are spooked.
About 80% of corporations were saying, well, it's social media. We're scared about social media. I mean, that was the word that came out, scared, which surprised me. They're not too sure about how they should conduct themselves or how they can use it. And it's not just the legal side of it, it's also the way that their competitors are using social media. You know, people are getting a little worried, you know. The public voice appears to be taking over the corporation in terms of their strategy, so it is a big issue.
That's Dr. Brent Coker, internet consumer psychologist at Melbourne University. Emily Burke with that report.